Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be someone down
Down
in
in
the
the
valley trying to get home, oh
valley.
Lord, trying to get home. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, oh Lord, trying to get home. They're trying to get home,
Oh,
home, home.
home,
They're trying to get home. They lost the way.
home, home,
Home, home. There may be someone
home,
down
down
in
in
the valley
the
trying to
valley,
get home. Trying to
trying
get home.
to
Let your light
get
shine, shine, shine.
home.
Let your light shine, shine, shine.
Down
There may be someone down in
the
the valley
valley,
trying to
trying to
get
get
home.
home,
Trying to
trying to
get
get
home.
home,
They're trying to get home.
home, home,
Home, home.
home,
They're trying to get home.
home.
Home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to
Trying to
get
get
home.
home,
Trying to
trying to get
get home. Praise the
home.
Lord. Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God. Somebody's lost this morning
Yes.
trying to get home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise
Thank
God.
you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And
Trying to
that's
get
why
home.
we
They
have to
lost
let
the
our
way.
light shine.
Shine and shine and shine. Glory be to God.
Let
Yes, sir.
Jesus be seen in us.
Amen.
And because we are the only Bible
That's true.
that some people ever see.
See,
Amen.
that's
We
true.
have to make sure to let that light shine wherever we
Amen.
go.
Bright as ever.
We got to let that light shine. Praise be to
Yes, sir. Glory
God.
be to God.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God,
Lord.
because we don't know who's watching. We don't know who needs to see that light.
Amen.
So we just got to let it shine.
Tell it.
Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Glory be to God.
Pastor, we are ready for you now. And what God has given you for us.
Lord.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
It's another day
Hallelujah.
the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Everybody glad to be here. Amen.
Yes.
My Lord, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to be here, but the Lord spared us. Amen.
Yes,
Gave
he
us
did. Yes, he did.
more grace and mercy to carry
Oh,
on living
yes,
to
sir.
another day.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. So I'm grateful
Thank
to God for all He continued to be
you, God.
and do
Yes.
in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He's still good.
Yes, he
Amen.
is.
He is good.
All the time. All the time.
Hallelujah. And
And
I'm glad
especially right
about
now.
serving a God like Him. He is faithful and just. So this is His day, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Amen. Praise God. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall
Yes.
continually be in my mouth. My
That's
soul
true.
shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of and be glad.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Glory be to God.
magnify the Lord with me. Yes.
Yes.
Let us exalt His name together.
Oh, yes. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
His name is
Thank you, Lord.
worthy of praise. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because there's power just in His name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You call on the name of Jesus and see what's going
Jesus.
to happen soon.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
He'll make a change in the situation. Amen. Through God and enable you to go through with joy and hope. Peace. In the name of Jesus, we
Glory be
thank
to
you,
God.
God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we praise God for each of you and to our elders, gifts
Praise God.
who are carrying on the devotion, presiding. Praise God and to everyone who has participated thus far. in the Zoom service. We praise God for him and everybody in Zoom land.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good just to be in the midst of the saints, even if it's in our various homes.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Want to go into the book of Exodus. Chapter 14.
Okay.
And verse 15. Exodus, chapter 14,
15,
and verse 15, begin with that.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Okay.
And.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift up thy hand, the rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land, dry ground, through the midst of the sea. And I beheld, I will harden the heart of Pharaoh of Egypt, and they shall follow them. And I will get me iron upon Pharaoh and upon all the hosts and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. When I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon the chariots and upon his horsemen, an angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and a pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And what do you talk to you a few minutes a day, but stay in his hand.
Amen.
Amen.
In his hands.
Stay in his hand. We have it all that we need. To go through and be sustained by the Lord, to make it from one day to the next,
amen,
and to be delivered whenever we're in trouble.
Amen.
God has already done everything for us that is needed for us to do. We just got to stay in his hand.
Amen.
Okay. And use what's in our hands. Okay. He has placed us in a position of power.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. Though we have our minds thinking about we're weak. And when we think about the weak, we can't do much of anything.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay, your body doesn't feel like moving. You don't feel like moving.
Amen.
Okay. But if we stay in his hand, we are charged with the power of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And he has a mighty hand that he can hold the whole universe.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
And the palm of his hand and still have room.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. For more to be added.
Mm-hmm.
God is a everlasting, ever-increasing God.
Yes, he is.
And he never runs dry or low mm-hmm. on anything.
Amen.
No, no, no.
Okay. He is full of everything that is there and is continuing to manifest himself.
Mm-hmm.
As the earth continues to give forth new things that amazes us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about how even the Zoom or the internet that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few years ago, less than 50.
Yes.
Okay. We couldn't do things like this.
Amen. No, we couldn't. My Lord.
Okay. Everything had to go through a certain channel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see these things, they are sort of built one upon another.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing how they set up these things that we can readjust them and get more and more out of it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
When we think there's nothing else to be gotten, here mm-hmm. comes more.
Amen.
Yes.
That's because we got an everlasting, ever powered, empowered God.
Yeah, God,
who's always coming forth more and more and more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All that we need and thought we'd never have,
mm-hmm.
he's bringing it to light.
Yeah.
Although man is taking the credit.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't do it without God.
Right. Yeah.
Think about these 92 elements.
Mm-hmm.
That occurs out there in nature.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
From 92 elements, everything that you see, feel, touch, hear, taste, mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. is made from those 92
uh-huh.
elements.
Yeah. My Lord.
Even elements that are made by elements.
Uh-huh.
The ones that are called man-made.
Mm-hmm.
They come from the one that exists in the earth. So when God created the earth, he put everything that is needed for self-perpetual
yes.
status and deliverance and growth.
Uh-huh.
Everything was placed
mm-hmm.
in those elements.
Yes.
And they continue to give forth more mm-hmm. and more
mm-hmm.
and more and more.
More and more.
Things are getting lighter and fog. They've seen the glory coming forth where he said greater things
yeah.
mm-hmm.
than this that he's done.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to do greater things because he's going to his Father.
That's right.
And what Jesus carried the word, he couldn't get enough of them, what the people that was there. Now, we can be home and touch everybody around the whole world.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, greater things.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, yes. That we're able to do.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So whatever they've done back there then,
uh-huh.
we can do more.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. But we got to stay in his hand.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
So that we won't get out of control.
Uh-huh.
And lose our being.
Uh-huh.
Lose our hope. Lose our
yes.
joy and our peace.
Oh,
we
say so. My
get
God.
Out of shape and get all of this confused.
Uh-huh.
But knowing that God is
mm-hmm.
our all in all.
Yes, he is.
And whatever we need,
he's got it.
God's got it. Okay, whatever we need to move into the next level, God's got it.
Amen.
You can't go into the next level without God.
Yeah. That's true.
His mighty hand guiding all the way. Now, we may want to go this way, but God says, follow him. Okay? And we don't, for some reason, don't want to go the right way. We want to always go see what's over there. And the wrong way.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Okay? We want to venture in and find out what's going on. That's why Eve got in trouble. Okay? Because she wanted to know what's evil alike. She was already experiencing good. So she wanted to now know what evil is like.
Yes.
Bad. Okay, why would anybody in the right mind want to know what bad it is? When all you need to know is what good is.
That's right.
Okay? And wanting to be involved in bad
That's
and
right.
evil. Stay in the hand of the Lord and he will guide you and keep you the way you need to be kept. Each and every day of your life. Because he is our all in all.
Yes, he is.
Okay. The children of Israel
come in
have been in captivity in Egypt. And they had been in Egypt 430 years.
Yes.
In captivity as slaves. 430 years.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many lives had come and gone.
Yes.
In 430 years.
Yes,
and they went from 12 men to when they left Egypt, 600,000 men plus women and children.
What a crowd, what a crowd.
So that we could safely say it was at least a 500,000 people that had God had brought forth under the hand of Egyptian Pharaoh, that he had them taking care of his people because they went there in need of food of the great famine that was in the land. And so God guided them and he kept them and safely even in the hand of the taskmaster.
Yes.
But God has promised his people.
Yes, he has.
He will bring them out of Egypt and take them to a place where land flowing with
milk and
honey.
Yes, sir.
A rich land.
Yes, yes.
When God did this, he called his servant Moses, who he had allowed to grow up in the Egyptian household.
My Lord.
And had been there 40 years
40
before
years.
God had him to move away from there. On the other side of the world, he went there and stayed another 40 years.
Yes, sir. He come out and see you.
And now at the end of 80 years of life, God said it's time to bring his people out of Egypt. God has brought us out of Egypt.
Yes,
more than once.
Okay. But we want to all somehow or another go back into Egypt. Tell somebody, stay out of Egypt.
Stay out of Egypt.
Okay. God brought you out. Stay out.
Yeah.
Don't go back there.
That's right.
And be troubled with the things of the world. Don't go back there. want to know what's going on in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are so envious. You think that somebody's doing something that you need to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And you're not doing it. But stay out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you stay out of Egypt, you won't have the problems that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. We want our problem, we want always want what somebody else got.
All right now.
But we don't know what's going on in their lives and
no,
what
we
it took them to go through to get what they got.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. And then and you don't know what their problem is to keep what they got.
He's right.
Yes.
Okay. Some people got things and don't want it.
Uh-huh.
But don't know how to get rid of it.
That's true.
Okay. And they got it because somebody else had it.
Mm-hmm.
And found that the grass is not green over there as it thought it was.
No.
Your grass is just as green as everybody else's grass.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And maybe it don't need to be as green.
That's right.
Okay, because what good the color doing for you?
Mm-hmm.
Other than something to look at.
Amen.
That okay? is true.
So we want the sustenance that they grass bring,
mm-hmm.
and not just the color.
That's true.
Okay. And so we find here God now calling his children out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as they prepared and had, like I said, they had been there 430 years.
Mm. Oh my God, that's a long time.
And they now, God comes and calls Pharaoh, mm-hmm. Moses, mm-hmm. to go to Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
and tell him to let my people go.
Yes.
Okay. Pharaoh now in Egypt has been living from the works of the slaves,
mm-hmm.
which was the Israelite nation. Mm-hmm. And they were doing all the work and building up of the country.
Uh-huh.
Just like mm-hmm. it was in our time here in America.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The land was big and the nation is built on the back of slaves.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That worked and made about these things and brought a lot of these inventions into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were suffering with jobs that were hard to fulfill,
yeah.
and accomplish what needed to be done. They figured out simpler ways to get this work done.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so now it's time for them to be delivered. And mm-hmm. he don't want them to go because that means they were had to wind up doing things and don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have to do it. But somebody else was doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So here we find that when Moses was told to go, and Moses told the Lord he wasn't good enough to go. Okay, he don't speak well.
Yes.
And he wouldn't last no time and get nothing done. From Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
because of the land, because of the his slowness of speech,
mm-hmm.
and what he had in his own power.
My Lord.
But God, when you know that he made you, and he knows how to, and what you're capable of doing.
Yes, he does.
And he would not call you to a task
mm-hmm.
that you're not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
When he calls you, he's already got you prepared.
Already.
He's been working on you since the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
bringing you and developing you into the individual that he will need you to be in order to accomplish the goal that he has set forth for us.
Amen.
God is all wise.
Yes, he
all knowing.
Yes, he is.
So,
oh, glory.
To go through this for this setup where Moses went to them, God told them, take the old staffs in your hand. Okay? God had given them the stick to rule the desert with. And to rule animals with. Okay? But God also in that stick, that rod that he, shepherd's staff, that he put in your hand as power.
Yes, sir. My God.
Okay? By the word of God.
Yes.
Okay? Moses wanted to know, what can I do? God said, take your rod.
Yes, yes. He come up.
And throw it on the ground. And as it did that, the rod changed into a snake.
Yes, it did, my lord.
Okay. And then he said, pick it up by the tail, and then it changed back to a staff.
That's, oh my God.
Okay. The word
yes,
of
sir.
God
can
change things.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The word of God would change the outcome of things.
Yes,
the word of God would make things happen that seem to be impossible.
Yes.
But
yes,
you
yes.
got to stay in his hand where the power is coming from. And because all our strength and our help come from the Lord.
Yes, right.
Who makes the heaven and the earth. Find here now. Moses had gotten the people delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh.
My Lord.
And they had just a few hours to get ready to get out of there.
Yes, he
before
did.
Before Pharaoh changed their mind, his mind. Now they had been waiting for God to deliver them for 430 years.
Ooh, my Lord, that's a long
nobody
time.
Was packed.
Amen.
Nobody was ready to go. We've been warned by the word of God. And nobody is ready to change. Okay? Nobody wants to change right now.
My Lord.
Well, he told us to be ready.
But
we don't know when it's coming.
Yes, but I know it's coming.
But you know it's going to come because God said so. All right, so now if I hear Moses getting the people going, they led out from Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
And they went towards the promised land.
Amen.
And it didn't go the shortcut, it went the long cut. But that's the way the Lord led them. So sometimes you want to go make things quick.
My Lord.
Amen.
Hey, when God needs you to experience some more things, he needs you to spend some time.
Yes, he does.
Going through certain things. We want our deliverance and we want it right now. But God said, you need to stay there.
Yes.
And until he says it's time to move. And lead and let him guide you.
Yes, all the way.
Where to go and how to go. Don't worry about who you come in contact with.
Yes.
God's got you.
Mm-hmm.
In his mighty powerful hand. and nothing will happen to you unless he says so.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we find now that the Egyptians were following behind the children of Israel.
Yes.
And that they came up to the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came up to the Red Sea, they couldn't go no further.
Yes.
Because all everybody was on foot.
Mm-hmm.
And the livestock they had would have been, they had no ships.
Mm.
Travel on. Nothing to build them with it, and didn't have time because Pharaoh's army was right behind them.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
But God told Moses, stretch forth your hand.
Yes.
The rod in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did, the sea rolled back.
Yes, it did.
On both sides.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And to the left and to the right.
Uh-huh.
It rolled back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the water was held back by God from the day, the night,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the next morning. That water was held back. The children of Israel walked across on dry land.
Amen.
Now you got real members that had over 600,000 men,
mm-hmm.
plus women and children,
mm-hmm.
crossing the sea. So they didn't take, they couldn't do it in an hour.
Mm-mm.
That many people. It took them all night to cross.
Yes, I know it did, my Lord.
And God held the water back
all
night. So, neighbor.
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 It doesn't seem, doesn't look like we can make it.
Uh-huh.
But God,
but
God is able.
Yes, he is.
To hold the water back.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
All day and all night.
Uh-huh.
He not only said keep in the daytime, but he'd keep it in the night. God will take you through.
Yes.
While you're going through your darkest hour.
Glory
of
yes,
your
sir.
Life.
Uh-huh.
God is able to do.
Yes, sir.
That is necessary.
Yes, he is.
To bring you out on dry land.
Yes.
Okay. So not only was the water held back, but the land was dry.
Yes.
It won't doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It won't dry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That water never been there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So God is able to make a highway for you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no highway.
That's right.
Yes, he is.
All right. God will do whatever it is he is by the floods up.
Yeah.
In your life.
Uh-huh.
God it is.
Yes, he is.
So, and as the Lord had them come across on dry land,
mm-hmm.
he put the cloud behind them to keep Pharaoh's army from coming up on them.
Yes.
While mm-hmm. they crossed.
Amen.
But now Pharaoh's bound to allow his army to come
mm-hmm.
and follow them into the sea. But they didn't have to worry. Because God was holding them back.
Yes, he was.
Okay, by the pillar of the cloud and the, mm-hmm. and the pillar of fire.
Yes.
Held them apart from Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is the problem in your life, God is standing there holding it back.
Yes,
he is.
With his mighty hand.
Thank you.
From the left to the right.
Yes.
That's right.
And he held the water back.
Mm-hmm.
From overtaking you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Blood will come.
Mm-hmm.
It won't overtake you.
Amen.
God will hold.
He will.
God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever the problem is and the trouble you're going through and the trials you're going through in life today, God mm-hmm. is holding back
mm-hmm.
the disaster because no weapon
formed against
us shall prosper.
That's
he didn't say the weapon wouldn't be made Okay, it didn't say they weren't going to attack us. But it said, but whatever that it does, it was not possible.
Right.
Everything it comes against you to do, it will crumble and fall. It will not possible.
Hallelujah.
God will take care of it.
Yes,
and that's right early. So you just need to be still.
Be still.
My Lord.
And know that he's God, that he's God. When the children got over, God told Moses, now hold the rod up again. Over the sea. And then the water not coming back together.
My Lord.
And Pharaoh's army and all his chariots that was with him got grounded in the Red Sea. God's mighty hand held them back.
Yes, it did.
And he'll hold your enemies back.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to stay.
Stay there.
In the will of the Lord. Staying in the will of the Lord is his holding his hands back. But there's power.
Yes, sir.
In the light and the hand of God.
Yes.
And that power is transferred through you.
Yes.
And you will make you everything work out.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
God is our hope and our joy. He is my peace. He is our deliverer. God will hold back if you use what's in your hands. God will do it for you.
Yes.
God will pass it pass you through.
Yes, he will.
Whatever the problem is. God got his hand.
Yes.
Hold it back.
God knows his God.
Or whatever it is that could be worse.
Yes.
God is our hope.
Yes, he is.
And he said, joy. He will supply you. And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's true.
So instead of crying, instead of being fearful, stop praising God while you're going through.
Yes.
Because that's where your strength lies.
My Lord.
It causes you to move on to the next day. Joy. Peace. And happiness. All this will help move you forward and give you the hope that you need to be delivered. And we do bring it to a close. Moses and the Lord. Moses had Israelites fighting. Amorites and Aaron and Hur was there, and as Moses stood on the mountainside and the Israelites was fighting the Amorites, okay, Moses, as long as he stood there,
his
hand stretched out,
yes,
okay, over the battle. Israelites won.
Right.
They were defeating the enemy. And they held their hands high.
Yes.
But as the day went on,
he
got tired in his arms.
Yes, sir.
And his hands started coming down. And as his hands started coming down, the Amorites started winning.
Yes.
The battle. And Aaron and Hur noticed that. And so they went and put some rocks up under.
Yeah.
And they stood there, and Moses on one side. I mean, Aaron on one side.
Yes, sir.
Hur on the other side of Moses.
One
holding his hands up.
Yes.
And as the hands stayed up.
Right.
The battle started changing position again.
Yes.
The Israelites started winning. For the power of the Lord was coming down from heaven.
Yes.
Into the presence of God.
Yes.
Where passed out through the people's hands.
Uh-huh.
Just over the body, the power went over the hand, yes. out of the hand of Moses, over mm-hmm. the people in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And they prevail.
Amen.
Mm.
This is why we, when we give our blessing to the people, our benediction to the people, we stretch forth our hand. Mm-hmm. For the word of God said that the power is coming out of your hand.
My Lord.
And as they stand there, they received that word.
Mm-hmm.
And the power comes from on high
mm-hmm.
to the minister of God. And it goes out to you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, through his hand.
Uh-huh.
That's why we don't need, but the one that's given the benediction is uh-huh. our hands that need to be raised.
Yes.
Right? Because the power is going through them out to you.
Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Praise God.
And knowing that this is what you got. But you got to stay in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In order to receive all that he has.
That's right.
You can't be in mm-hmm. one day and out the next. You got to be steadfast.
That's true.
Unmoved.
Yeah.
Always mm-hmm. abounding in the work of the Lord. As much as you know,
mm-hmm.
the labor is not in vain.
That's Amen. Right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Stay in the hands
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's your protector. He's your deliverer.
Yes.
He's your joy, your peace, your hope.
Mm-hmm.
He's your all in all. Okay. Whatever it is you need. God's got it.
Yes, he has.
Amen, Pastor.
And he has given it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got to learn to use what's in our hands.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you, Pastor. Good word. Good word.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
I need you. You need me. You're all a part of God's body. Come with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was our on-time word this morning, Pastor.
Yes, it was.
And the word that you brought this morning, Pastor, tied in with our Bible, our Sunday school lesson.
All right.
Because we talked about people wanting things just because somebody else have them. And then once they get them, they don't even want them because they had the wrong motives for wanting them in the first place. Mm-hmm. So the message just want to just tie right on in with our Sunday school lesson, which we was talking about unity. And that's why that song just now came to me in my spirit, because we need each other.
Amen.
We can't do this journey on our own.
Amen.
We need each other to do it. We need to stand in unity as one to do this.
Now to him is able to than a spotless blood of precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.